another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
Oops, I dropped that line.
I dropped the line.
Yeah.
We're not talking about fishing. I'll just give you a little hint there.
I'm thinking like, there ain't no water around here, child. Did I miss something?
Maybe you'll get it from the trivia question of the day.
Okay.
This is from Fact Retriever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woof.
.com. No, not Golden Retriever. FactRetriever.com. What does it often mean when a girl flips her hair?
She's trying to get a spider out of it.
Ooh.
Get away! Get away!
Yes, perhaps it means that. But within general styles of flirting, there are over 52 specific flirting signals. And for women, the most common is the hair flip.
Oh, so that's what that means.
Is this why you're still single after?
Probably.
I've never seen it before. Dave's never seen anyone flip their hair before.
Yeah, I've seen it done. I'm like, yeah, well.
She got some spiders in her hair.
I guess those spiders, you know. Who knew?
Who knew? Joke of a hint. It's from Unijokes.
Unijokes.
Like unitard. I'm not sure what that is. Unijokes.com.
Okay.
I guess it's jokes for everybody.
All right.
Two monsters went to a Halloween party. Suddenly, one said to the other,
"A lady just rolled her eyes at me. What should I do?"
The other monster replied,
"Be a gentleman and roll them back to her."
So, you got any ideas?
We're gambling.
No.
Rolling the dice. Rolling the eyes.
No. Well, yes, rolling eyes. I know. You're still on the flip the hair thing.
All these years of signals that were sent out. Dang.
Yeah. That's tough about that when you go home. The theme for today is
motorboat.
That's disgusting. No. Flirting. Cat's eyes just popped over her head. You know, I was explaining to someone that we never edit the show. We just start rolling and just go for it the whole time. Oh my gosh.
Well, now, isn't that a very special day?
Yeah. Anyway, flirting, Joe. Flirting.
Okay.
Here, let me flip my hair at you. Flirting.
Woo-hoo.
Big winks. No.
You got something in your eye?
Yes, I got something in my eye. Spider came out of my hair. So, have you ever wondered where the word flirt came from?
No.
No, well.
But for the purpose of the show,
yes. For the purpose of the show, yes.
Well, no. Yes, please tell me.
Again, from Fact Retriever. In the 1550s. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
The verb flirt initially meant to turn up one's nose or sneer at, and then to rap or flick as with fingers. And in the 1560s, the noun flirt had come to mean a pert young hussy or a woman of loose behavior.
Wow.
Yeah. Also known as a trollop. My mother used to love that word.
Trollop.
Trollop.
Wow. I haven't heard that in years. Entomologists theorize that the verb flirt may have been imitation similar to the verb flip or flit, as in the sense of to move in short, quick flights. Others suggest that it was influenced by the old French flirenter, which means to talk sweet nonsense, or to touch a thing in passing, in which a diminutive of fleur, flower.
Fleur, yes.
Fleur. Ou de fleur. Metaphorically, flirtery, a gesture toward the image of bees skimming from flower to flower.
Ah.
That's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
I like that. Buzz, 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 buzz. What?
Bees are only flirting with those flowers?
I think so.
What they're doing? Okay. I have a top 10 list.
All right. That means we have 10 items to discuss.
8.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Top 5. ClubTop5.com.
Okay.
These are the top 8 bad icebreaker lines. You know, like when you see a girl in a bar and you want to start a conversation.
I never did that.
Never?
No.
Why are you not single?
I was the bachelor one in the bars. Okay. I didn't like to go out and introduce myself and do all that wonderful stuff. Aww. However, once you got to know me, I got wonderful stories.
You didn't have to do that because girls were just drawn to you.
Somehow that's a true statement. I've had a lot of fun.
You're fluffy.
Well, never heard it put that way before, but hey.
You have fluffy animal beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm always everybody's kid brother. Anyways.
The top eight.
Top eight.
Icebreaker lines. Number eight. Wow. I had no idea they made women's shoes that big.
That's creepy in several ways. Number seven. If you had to pick one, would you rather live long or prosper?
Got to be dressed in the right outfit for that one to work.
And for those that didn't catch it, think Star Trek.
Yeah.
All right.
Number six. You have the most beautiful eyes. I'd like to donate them to a starving third world nation. It's a lot like the monsters rolling the eyeballs.
I'm telling you. Number five. No.
Yes.
Would you like some shrimp? Because I'm not going to finish this one. Ew.
Oh, I don't really understand this one. Okay. But number four, you're not in any way affiliated or a regular viewer of Dateline NBC, are you?
Oh.
Oh, that's the show that does the serial killer stuff on it. Oh, never mind.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's bad. Number three. Hey, I'm a malpracticing attorney, and based on that nose, I think we should talk.
Ouch. Number two.
Oh.
I hate this when people do, because people do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see you're reading the new Harry Potter book. Mm. Has Ron died yet? It's not nice.
By the way, they have confirmed the rumor that in the third book, when Hermione meets the foreign Quidditch player, and she has to pronounce her name,
yes,
that was put in there on purpose so that people would know how to say her name.
Ah.
Yeah, that was.
So people weren't calling her Hermione?
Hermione or Hermione or, yeah. Hermione.
Ah.
So that was just, what's her name, confirmed it this week.
Ah.
And the number one bad icebreaking line.
So, how do you like your job at Discount Shoes where you work Monday through Thursday and every other Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.?
Thank you, Al.
You know, that's almost as bad as an unnamed person that's probably going to listen to this later. That quotes Cat Soup to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He says he listens to Cat Soup every night before he goes to bed. And he will actually quote things. Actually, he's like the second person that's done that.
Shiver.
Yeah.
Spine. So chill.
That's for you, unnamed friend. Be quiet, Joe. Joe, be quiet. It's a form of flattery.
Yeah.
Or flirting or something. Anyway.
Or creepiness. Anyways.
Anyway, what do we like?
Yeah, from what?
What do we like? I say this every week and you never get it. What do we like, Joe?
Yogurt? I don't know. Dumb criminals.
Dumb criminals.
From dumbcriminals.com. You know, chivalry isn't dead. There's still an occasional guy who will open the door for a lady, offer to carry something, or pull out his girlfriend's chair before she sits in it, not in an attempt to make her fall. But most members of the male species seem to have forgotten any possible gentle manliness their ancestors may have once possessed.
According to True Crime Report, this guy might be the most clueless of them all. After he and two other armed men robbed a couple of women outside their apartment, then he proceeded to knock on one of their doors and ask the lucky lady on a date. She called the police instantly, and needless to say, the robber had to find some other way to spend his Friday night. Suddenly, eHarmony didn't seem like such a bad idea after all.
Oh,
oh, believe me, eHarmony's always a bad idea. Boy, I noticed I just robbed you, and you've got pretty eyes, and you flipped your hair at me. Let me ask you out. I mean, how does that really go down? Hi, remember me?
Yeah. Remember me?
I'm the guy in the alley.
Yeah. You've only walked by me 3 or 4 times. No.
Now, this is truly creepy.
Okay.
Okay, speaking of eHarmony.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a bit of a story. This is story time. And it's kind of long, but this is, yeah, this
please,
is
please, Mommy, tell me a story.
As a public service to all the women and men out there.
Okay.
That are trying to get hooked up online. This is from QZ.com.
QZ?
Yes, QZ.
Okay.
And it's called Digital Deception.
Aha.
Oh, I can't say that fast. Digital Deception.
DDs for short.
You could be flirting on dating apps with paid impersonators.
I believe that.
Oh, no. This is deep. This is deeply paid. Read.
No.
Read.
Every morning I wake up to the same routine. I log into the Tinder account of a 45-year-old man from Texas, a client. I flirt with every woman in queue for 10 minutes, sending their photos and locations to a central database of potential opportunities. For every phone number I get, I make $1.75.
I'm what's called a closer for the online dating service, VIDA, Virtual Dating Assistants. Mm. Men and women, though mostly men from all over the world, pay this company to outsource the labor and tedium of online dating. The matches I speak to on behalf of the Texan man and other clients have no idea they're chatting with a professional.
Now, it shouldn't come as a surprise that these ghostwriting services exist. Tinder...
I'm sorry, but I'm surprised. But go ahead.
Why doesn't that surprise me? Tinder alone produces more than 12 million matches a day. And if you're a heterosexual American, you now have a 1 in 3 chance of meeting your future husband or wife online. But as e-romance hits an all-time high, our daily dose of rejection, harassment, and heartbreak creeps upward too. Once you mix in the vague rules of netiquette and healthy fear of catfishing scams, it's easy to see why someone might want to outsource their online dating profile to a pro. If only to keep themselves sane.
Uh-huh. Mm. I learned that there are 2 main types of writers at a company. Profile writers, who create seductive and click-worthy profiles based on facts our clients have supplied about themselves. And closers, who log into clients' dating accounts at least twice a day to respond to messages from matches.
Despite hiring writers to do this work, virtually none of what the company does requires creativity of any kind. Profile writers follow strict guidelines, often recycling the same half dozen cliches over and over again. If a client has a dog, jackpot! All the profile writer needs to do is research the word dog in their manual and choose from a list of dog-related one-liners like this one.
Hey, as an animal lover, I want to find out your opinion. Dressing up for your dog? Yes or no? That's just creepy.
Yeah, no, that actually makes sense because you have people that like to put their little coats on their dog and, or as my...
Oh, dressing up your dog. I thought it said dressing up for your dog.
No, dressing up your dog.
Dressing up your dog. Yeah.
My daughter-in-law has multiple costumes for her dog.
Okay, well, no, that makes much more sense. I just didn't understand why you dress
dressing up for your dog. Hi, honey, I'm home, woof. We have a lot of ice-breaking messages that are built around specific interests, like yoga or skiing or having a very short profile. Valdez told Quartz, if there's a message that the client doesn't like, we take it out of rotation. After the matchmakers have made their contact, the closers then step in to keep up the flirting banner and hopefully get their client a date. Clients are sent weekly emails to alert them of the numbers we've scored, or for platinum clients, where and when to go for a date we have arranged.
This messaging blast technique may appear lucrative compared to the average neighborhood yenta, but it has occurred to me that good matchmaking may not be in the company's financial interest. When a client pairs up, they leave the service, and with VIDA charging each client anywhere from $495 to $1,695 a month for its service, there's a significant financial incentive to keep them coming back.
Wow. Yeah. Today, the company employs 80 people and boasts 2,500 satisfied customers.
Wow. You know, if I ever get tired about writing about positive displacement rotary lobe pumps, I could do this.
There you go.
There you go.
Say that again fast.
Positive displacement rotary lobe pumps. That's really what I write about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I do this. To keep me sane.
What's really creepy is that once I was online and I had a little pop-up, you know, when you used to have those pop-up messages pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And this person started chatting to me. And then at some point, she had mentioned that she was a 14-year-old girl. And I immediately wrote back, says, did your mother know that you're online talking to a 50-some, you know, old man? And all of a sudden, the pop-up disappeared.
It was probably a cop trying to catch you.
Yeah, but that's sad, too. I mean, they're out there fishing because there are creeps out there who are looking for that stuff. But
yeah.
I mean, it's sad.
This is interesting. I'm going to have a whole different look at things when people start sending me stupid questions when I'm on my dating sites.
Okay, now that we've done our public service safety message for the day, let's get back to joyful, funny
stuff.
Yes,
anyway, I've got fast facts.
Yay!
From Factory Retriever. I got stuck on this factoryretriever.com this week because it was really fun. These are fun facts about flirting.
Billy Preston would be happy with you.
Billy Preston?
Will we go around in circles? Dun, 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 dun.
Only you.
Well, you were on. You
that said makes you, nothing, though.
You said you got stuck on this, so it's like keep going around in circles, you know?
Researchers suggest that women wear red-hued lipstick while flirting.
Huh?
A Manchester University study tracked the eye movements of men and found that they looked at red lips for 7.3 seconds and pink for 6.7 seconds.
According to scientist Judy Dutton, women who get the most attention from men send out 35 flirtatious signals an hour. Now, while that seems to be a lot, signals can range from tilting the head to one side to stroking the arm.
Stroking your arm or his arm?
It says stroking the arm. Yeah, I'm no...
Not like a baseball signal where you stroke her. Okay, flirting. Flirting, this is radio, honey. No one's going to see you doing that.
Yes, I know, which is good.
Flirting is against the law in some cities. An outdated law in New York City states that a man could be fined $25 for gazing suggestively at a woman.
You know what?
Maybe only if he's licking his lips.
No, because for a while there you had people that were just obnoxiously rude about it.
Oh, like that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, it still does, but some people have tried to outlaw it. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guys, just do it subtly.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Okay. Cat's right. Maybe not so subtly. They're still just.
You are not hanging out the same place as I am, apparently.
Probably not.
Okay.
Studies show that women initiate flirting 90% of the time. Although men seem to do most of the pursuing, they actually do so because they perceive that the women invited their advance through flirting.
We're going to pass right by that because I'm not going to comment on that because that blew up on Facebook yesterday. A study at the University of Newcastle in Australia found that men find women most alluring when women angle their heads forward and look upward slightly. Bat, bat, bat of the eyelashes. This head position makes women look more feminine and more flirtatious.
So that's what that means.
In contrast, men look more masculine if they tilt their head back and look slightly down their nose. That's just, cat.
No.
Other cat is glaring, and I'm glaring. That is disgusting. So I'm supposed to look like I'm stupid, and I can't get my eyes open all the way, and you're supposed to look down your nose at me like I'm some inferior being. Yeah, that turns me on.
This has got to be an old study because it doesn't fit in with today's society.
Okay, well, the next one will even it out for you.
Okay. According to Bobo.com, the most effective pickup line is a complimenting a woman on her lips.
I have never had anyone say, you have beautiful lips. I've had people say, you have a nice smile.
Yeah.
But No.
Wow.
Okay.
Where did this one come from?
I don't know. And here's one, too, that we need to verify this. On average, men spend 0.95 seconds looking at a woman's hair, 0.85 seconds admiring the eyes, and 7 seconds looking at a woman's lips.
Mm.
That still leaves a whole lot of time for other body parts. I don't know.
Yeah, what about the rest? Flirting is dependent on smells. Top scents that turn men are on fake tan. What?
Fake tan, ew.
Baby lotion and fried food. Oh, honey, you smell like fried chicken. Boy, you just, ooh, shall we date? I'm sorry.
Popeyes or KFC?
Oh, Popeyes. Spicy chicken, babe. All the way. Sweeter smells are also effective, including the smell of lipstick and lavender. Wow.
Okay. On average, it takes about 3 glances at someone before he or she will take the hint that the other person is interested in them, or in the case of Joe, 3,000.
So that's what that means. While often overlooked, feet play a major role in flirting.
This is disgusting. Okay.
Yeah. Feet generally point in the direction they want to go. Duh. If someone's feet are pointed toward you, they are interested. Additionally, feet pointing toward each other in a pigeon's toe stance is also a sign that the other person is approachable and interested.
So what? I've got to look for the bow-legged pigeon-toed guy if I want to know.
So I have to lift my head up, look down my nose while you're looking up from your eyes with your toes being pigeons. And
other cat is just disgusted by this whole discussion.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. I've seen this game before. It's called Twister.
Oh, and finally,
yes.
Women are more likely to give out their phone numbers to guys who flirted with them on sunny days.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is this some... I'm sorry. This is almost archaic.
Oh, well, here we go. This is better.
Okay.
Okay. Pickup lines.
Yes.
You know, the whole, how, did it hurt when you fell from the sky because you're an angel?
Crap. Oh, yeah.
Here's some other ones. This is pickup lines if you were a drill sergeant.
Okay.
You get to do the first one because... Yeah.
Number six. What a pathetic weak piece of bleep like you're going to do a bleep dump like this. Wow.
Yeah, that was close.
Yeah.
Care to accompany me on a quiet, romantic, moonlit beach for a 5-mile hike and 100 push-ups, soldier? now you have to do this one the right way.
Number four. An officer and a gentleman? I'm neither, baby.
Ooh. Ooh, baby, you put the fox in foxhole. We are offending other cat in more ways than I thought was humanly possible.
Number two.
This is not good.
This is bad. Number two, your perfume reminds me of napalm in the morning.
Evening in Paris, napalm in the morning. Mm. And the number one drill sergeant pickup line.
Uncle Sam ain't the only one that wants you.
Wow.
No, wait. I got an Uncle Sam joke.
Okay.
When we were on Guam, back in the 70s, all the bases there had a football team, and then the University of Guam had a football team, so it was all college-level football. We actually started a group called the Animal Pit. And we had a huge banner that we made that actually fell down the back of the stands that said, "The Animal Pit wants you," and it was Uncle Sam pointing at you. So, you know, and back in those days when you could do such things, uh-huh. We also used to offer form-fitting halter tops for the women. And we would offer to custom fit them. But
that's disgusting. And
this is back in the 70s when you were allowed to say such things, you know. But it's just... So when you said, you know, Uncle Sam wants you, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we have some more jokes.
Okay.
Unijokes.com.
Unijokes?
Yes.
Yes.
I love this. This could almost be a song.
Sing it, babe.
You're in my heart. You're in my blood. You're all over my body. Alas, my doc says.
You are a parasite. Hey, baby, what's your sign?
Do not enter.
That lilac.
I should have that on a t-shirt.
Didn't you hear my whistle, madam?
That's a policeman talking.
Mm-hmm.
Woman driver. Yes, but I don't like flirting while I'm driving.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Two old people flirted at a senior singles bar. After a few drinks, the old man asked the woman, "If I took you out for a full night of wining, dining, and dancing, what would you wear?"
The old woman replies shyly, "Depends."
Depends on what, he asked.
On my bottom, where else? Yeah.
For the young people, look up the word depends.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, another top 10 list. 7 from grocery store.
Ah.
You know the old grocery store pickup line in the produce section. That's not on here.
Animal House.
Yeah, that's not on here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So number 7, I don't care how many items you've got, baby. I could check you out all day long.
Mm. Oh, these are going to be groaners. Number 6, how about a little roll in the bakery department?
That's kind of cute. What a coincidence. You've got butter in your cart, and I've got a copy of Last Tango in Paris at home. I didn't really get that, but it must be something bad because there were people in here gasping.
Yeah, read the book.
Okay.
How much of this caviar do you think I can get into the trunk of my Ferrari? And you go outside and he's driving a Yugo.
Probably. Number three. You know, it ain't often that I see a lady buying pork rinds, but when I see a lady buying pork rinds, I says to myself, this is one chick I gotta know better.
I got to know better. Wow. Number two. What a small world. I belong to the Safeway Club, too.
And the number one grocery store pickup line.
Baby, you better get out of that express lane, because you're all that and a bag of chips.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And I didn't write this.
Neither did I. I just typed it, that's all.
Ooh.
So I went on Twitter.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, how am I going to find flirting? And I couldn't, but I typed in worst date ever.
Okay.
Boy, yeah, there were a lot. I guess Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show did, you know, he does his tweets every week. Wednesday he sends out a topic, and then on Friday he reports them.
Okay.
So this was a Fallon, a tweet topic from Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
From Twitter. So the first one is at Canoe. Person's name is Canoe. Graveyard plus stolen car plus bees equals worst date ever. Hashtag worst date.
Don't want to know.
No.
At Randy on the radio. Just had a lunch date. Guy insists that he pay. Then he told me he was just going to write it off.
Yeah. That's as bad as a guy using a coupon on the first date.
Yeah,
worst date.
Well, wait a minute. That might be considered kind of cool if you're one of the people who love to do coupons.
A blank stare.
Yeah. There are women who like, they got their little clutch purses.
On a first date?
You know, but you know, that's not.
Yeah, but duh.
Yeah, I know.
No. Just no. No. At Carrie Purcell, my worst date, 17 years old and kissing my new girlfriend for the first time in the back of a taxi, then asking the driver to stop so I could be sick outside. Oh. Hashtag worst date. Hashtag stay classy. Hashtag drunk. At least it was kissing before.
Yeah. At Sam at Lounge. Went on a dinner date with a vegan. He very generously said I could eat anything I want as long as it didn't have a face.
I was at a restaurant last night, and on the menu there was a thing that said, I forget which kind of fish it was. Maybe let's say it was bass. I don't know.
Okay.
Can people eat bass?
Yeah.
And it was,
love bass.
It was bass cheeks. Didn't know fish had cheeks, but apparently bass do, and they serve them up as a delicacy.
Okay.
This I love.
Yes.
At Because 13, why not?
Okay.
During an awkward silence, the guy drummed on the table while mumbling, topic, topic, topic. Hashtag worst date.
Yes.
So here's some quotes and quips from Goodreads.com.
All right.
Charm is the ability to insult people without offending them. Nerdiness is reverse. Nassim Nicholas Taleb said that.
Kelly Armstrong in The Gathering said, Ralph didn't just flirt. He charmed girls right up to the point where they fell for him. Then he changed his mind. I call him a player with attention deficit disorder.
Oh, my. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank goodness. I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Flirting with Disaster.
No. Together we're...
Flirting with Disaster.
Together we're...
Cat soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.